nothing but blue skies.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Tech Can 2 with an online money machine show. And I am back after a long hiatus. It's almost embarrassing to see how much I've neglected this show. In fact, this is an attempt to bring the show back from its, untimely demise. That was my own fault. I didn't mean to do that, but I just got carried away and busy with other things. So anyway, welcome back. And if you've never heard me before, or you're not familiar with my work, I'm an ex-art director from the mean streets of Chicago and Detroit. That's right, Detroit. I also worked in New York, but I actually am in Metro Detroit. I have a studio in Detroit. I just want to plug that really quickly. We have an 8-room studio in the city of Detroit where we do green screen commercials for corporations, businesses, and that's pretty wild. That's all viral media. So the last time I think we talked, I was mentioning, or motioning, I should say, that I was going to go back to New York City. And I've actually stuck around in Detroit for several reasons. And I'm sure a lot of you guys out there know that Detroit's kind of a cool place to be at the moment because there's a lot of stuff happening. And you have a lot of creative freedoms and flexibility to really create your own dynasty, if you will, if you know how to play your cards right. And that's what we're going to be talking about on the show. There's a lot of traditional media breakdown that's been happening. It's exciting. I mean, at the same time, it's frightening, but it's also exciting. And you have newspapers that are folding up left and right. You know, we lost the Ann Arbor News since the last time we spoke. And that was pretty, untimely. I didn't see that really coming. And, of course, it's a digital format now. It's on the web. But the point is traditional media venues or outlets have actually been altered and have changed. My hometown, for example, the Muskegon Chronicle has folded its doors too. And I understand now that the paper is being run out of Grand Rapids. And of course, there's more, newspaper merging going on. And the Eccentric papers, I believe, are done as well in the West Bloomfield area. So the question becomes, where do business owners advertise? One way is, of course, pay-per-click. Another one is yellow pages, billboards, if they feel so inclined. But the thing is, a lot of these businesses that I talk to on a daily basis really don't want to go that route. So they come to me for creative solutions. And let me just throw my number out there really quick. If you have any questions or you want to talk about marketing, you have a question for me, it's 248-631-9211. This is a podcast. This is not a live broadcast. So I encourage you not to call me up at 4 o'clock in the morning, because I understand that I've actually had I spread a lot of inspiration out there, and people actually thought this is a live broadcast. So back in the early days of podcasting, that was very much the case. I would get calls at 2, 3, or 4 o'clock in the morning. Kind of interesting, but I do keep regular hours, so keep that in mind. And now I just want to go through. I have a list here, and I'm going to keep this fairly tight and on schedule. We usually do about 40 minutes live talk, and I want to kind of stay within that format. It's going to be very, very informative. If you're going to probably want to grab a pen and paper and jot some notes down as I talk, because this is very influential speech to some of you business owners out there. As you know, many of you know, I don't like talking on the phone just randomly to people, answering questions. One or two questions, I understand, but just to pick my brain freely about stuff, I'm not really up for that. So I pre-record a lot of my information and podcast and 800 phone numbers. That's what I do. So enjoy this podcast, because I am going to be talking about some very cool things. One is I want to mention really quickly, we've launched a brand new program called Extreme Dental Marketing. That's the letter X, Extreme Dental Marketing. And the way it works is, you know, we've actually have template sites that we build, that we pre-build. They're optimized for your town with keywords and phrases, and they're guaranteed to pop up in the cities that you work in. So that's a really cool thing to think about. If you have a website that's not getting any action whatsoever, consider one of our templates from extremedentalmarketing.com. I'm joined on the site with Nick Kizzy, who actually owns Sterling Dental, doing some phenomenal things together. You go to that site, you're going to see that I didn't script any of the testimonials. I didn't think that was necessary. I walked in with a camera. I actually was very sick that day. I had like the flu or something, and it was I was feeling pretty under the weather. And so Nick surprised me with just praise, glowing praise, and his business has actually gone up. I think it's like 30%. It's in the video. He's cut down like a lot of his advertising that he was doing in newspapers and billboards and that sort of thing. So, very cool video. Check that out. We are selling that program nationwide. So, if there are any dentists out there who are not getting the kind of results they want, this is really important part though, because see, a lot of the dentists and doctors, I should put that in there too, because we do medical practices. The dentists that we have don't really, they're not practicing the kind of dentistry that they want to. In other words, they're not really, you know, they're doing routine checkups, and they might be doing routine cleanings, but they're not really doing the real kind of dentistry that brings in the bucks. And you know, cosmetic dentistry, veneers, lumineers, those types of things really bring in a lot of revenue for the offices. Same thing with Invisalign Teen, you know, adult braces. Those are really important product lines to bring money in. So these sites are designed to bring in cosmetic dentistry, you know, the higher end services, and as a result, it's great. Now, the other thing I can tell you that since I've been gone, I've been really super busy. My client list has doubled in size, and also the people I serve have actually grown in size along with me. Let me explain. We have some dentist offices. Sterling Dental is one. They have four locations now. Four locations on Warren, Sterling Heights. I believe they're in Detroit. But it's pretty exciting to see their rapid growth and adding more locations. Windsor Beauty is another one. It's a big beauty wholesaler out of Farmington Hills. They actually have five stores now. When I first started working with them, they had about five web pages. Most of them were blank. If you're with me, you'll understand this. Because in marketing, there's some unscrupulous people out there. He had five pages. Most of them were blank. The website designer, if that's allowed, as she were, she left the scene to DC, never to be seen again. And I was kind of called in to stamp out the fire and save the company. Unbeknownst to me, it'd be the start of a long going relationship. And I actually pulled in a lot of money for the company and helped them grow in five locations. And also helped them grow with a product called Color Vanish, which actually pulls out artificial hair color from bad hair jobs. So if your hair is nuclear orange, God forbid, bright red, like Carrot Top, this stuff actually pulls the color out, shrinks the color molecules, okay? So that's kind of cool. That's a side issue, but that's some of the growth. Another company I'm working on right now is hydroponics. Now, hydroponics is very, very, very strong in Michigan because of the legalization of certain substances and medical clinics. Hydroponics, indoor gardening is a really, really hot topic right now. So Eden's Hydro has two locations, thanks to the work I've done. We're excited about the growth of the company. And they've only been together for like 5 months. So it's exciting. And these things are really, really happening. So that is where I'm at. So probably when you first started listening to the show, I was doing SEO, some sales copywriting, you know, basic marketing stuff. But now I'm actually helping businesses double and triple in size. And that's the level of marketing that I am at. So I'm looking for some serious businesses who want to increase and also make more revenue. And that is the kind of clients I'm interested in serving. So that's pretty cool. Let's go back to the medical thing really quickly. You know, since the last time I've been on the show, so many things have changed. We're looking at social media. It's really taken some serious twists and turns. When it first came out, I got to be honest with you, I really hated social media. I thought it was terrible. You know, I had a lot of people that were, they're going to stay nameless because I don't want to point any fingers, but I am in Detroit, and as we're going through all these different changes, there are groups that come out and they meet frequently, and there was a real sort of, I don't know, I guess there's really no polite way to really say it. There was a real snobbiness with the media, you know. I wasn't impressed with it. I was not impressed with people tweeting about what they just had for lunch or their favorite mouthwash. I just really found it boring. I was not impressed. The only time I got impressed was when this stuff became real and I started to reach clients and corporations and real people with money, real investor types, everything from hedge funds to venture capital people to you name it. I mean, I got these guys in my pocket right now and I built incredible funnels of live prospects in real time using no postage in as little as 6 hours. Using a special combination of 6 steps of social media, I filter this thing through to get the right kind of people, and it's zero targeted, and it's so cool because I'm actually getting more clients than I can probably serve physically. So I'm also looking to expand here pretty soon. So if that's a whole other thing, but let me stay on target. That's where social media is really growing into. That's why I find it so exciting. And so for doctors, dentists, anybody who's doing any kind of postcard marketing, direct mail, you might want to consider giving me a call. I can show you how to put something like this together. It's very affordable, very easy to do, and you'll be very stunned with the kind of results you're going to get. Like Nick Kizzy, his business went up. It's incredible. A Sterling dentist, you know, wow, you know, 30%, 20%. Decrease on of the traditional media costs that they were doing. They're not doing pay-per-click. They're not doing, you know, billboards. No, there's no radio spots. It's all straight connections to the right kind of people that want to hear from them at any given time. So that's really great. Well, social media is actually pretty interesting now. You know, now that it's a real thing, I'm very much intrigued with it. And I'm going to keep running with it and keep doing some new things that are profitable, not only for me, but for my clients. And it's really the beginning of something huge. And that is so exciting. I have a huge list here. I'm trying to get through as most of it as I can and respect our time together. But I was going through Borders recently, and I found some marketing books on dentistry and also medical practicing. And it was, one page of the whole book was dedicated towards marketing. That was it. And on that page, there was something about getting a blog, what you should do. There was another thing on there about building a website, what you should do. You know, real basic information, but nothing in there about how to geo-target your audience, how to pop up number one in all the search terms for your cities that you want to pop up in, that you want to serve, how to narrow focus for your niches. I mean, you can write books on this stuff. I mean, I can. I actually have, you know, at-home study courses for, you know, for various industries, and I'm just surprised that these books are so out of touch, and it's just really amazing. You know, that's really kind of interesting. Now here's something I want you to consider. There's, a lot's happened in 3 years. I can't believe it. When I first started doing the show, there was speculation of great things to come, but there was really never any kind of, positive proof that this stuff would actually, happen and revolutionize advertising, you know, quite the way we know it. But it has absolutely has transformed businesses, and that is really exciting. But going back to the medical thing, I also want to add that viral marketing is really, really important. I think a lot of dentistry, a lot of specialized medical services should look at viral marketing, or at least, get familiar with what it can do. YouTube was just starting to come around when I quit the show, and now it's a phenomenon. More people actually watch YouTube and viral clips. Viral media means that your media lives in multiple places. You could be living on Rever.com, AOL Video, YouTube.com, and Vimeo.com simultaneously. So your clip gets done one time, and of course it gets spread all across the web. So that's what viral means. It's not a bad thing. It's not a virus. So, but that's some of the things that doctors should do. My whole point is when you create narrow focused videos like this, or any kind of media, whether it be a podcast or a viral press release, you're speaking specifically to the people who really care about your product and services. And that is so important to remember. And you should really, really consider doing that. And also, I think it really brings your brochures to life. And I still see a lot of people that are doing full color brochures and full color magazine spreads that nobody really picks up and reads. And they're kind of lifeless. And I'm wondering out loud if that media channel really serves the public the way that it used to. And I'm not convinced that it does. So you might want to consider, looking into some of these things along with us. Log on to the letter X. It's extremedentalmarketing.com for some really great information. The other thing you can do is I got some really great screenshots of some of my past campaigns I did for Yamaha, Kawasaki, some dental groups, doctor's offices, and some industrial companies at tedcantu.com. So that's www.tedcantu.com. Check that out, and you'll find some really cool stuff on there. Got some great real estate videos too that I did for some real estate marketers. Or I should say, scratch that. I did some real estate marketing for some real estate people, investors, and that sort of thing. So check those out. It's really, really good. As I mentioned a little bit before, a lot of people aren't doing direct mail anymore, and there's a real good reason for that. It's very, very ineffective in a sense that if you can get two responses out of 100, that used to be considered like stellar, like you're like a rock god if you could do that. And that was pretty much the popular belief, 2% response was pretty killer. Dan Kennedy, the great Dan Kennedy, talked about that. And these guys count on a 2% response. Here's what I want to throw at you. I had 400 invites for different types of investor groups, venture capital groups, hedge fund groups, private capital investors. And actually, out of 400, I think I scored about 104 responses were following me back and listening to my messages and my media. Very exciting. Out of 104, I mean, that's like, well, you do the math. It's some astronomical number here that we're looking at. It's not 2%, but it's a heck of a lot more than that. On the average, out of every 100, I can get about 36 people to follow me back, which is really, really great. And I can build relationships with those people and invite them to videos that I create, white papers, special reports, one-on-one phone consultations if I want to. I can drive them to 800 numbers and have them pre-sell themselves on whatever I'm selling that day or week, rather. And that's really it. I mean, it's amazing. So that's some really substantial growth just in marketing in general, and it happened very, very quickly in a span of about, less than 3 years. So I've changed my whole position on social media. I actually like it now. So that's a huge thing. It's just it's tremendous. It complements everything you do. So you still have to know how to sell, absolutely. you still have to know how to create special offers and get people lured into, you know, your side of the fence. And that is really, really important. So some basic sales fundamentals. I'm still seeing a lot of companies on a weekly basis that don't know how to sell. And I'm amazed that their websites have no special offers on them other than a phone number or a picture and an email address, but no real reason to call, no real urgency to do business at all. And I always find that kind of disturbing. And I don't know how these guys stay in business. When it comes time to sell your business, and that's all you have is full-color brochures with bullet items of what you sell, no persuasion copy, sales copy at all. There's no testimonials from anybody. It's just a miracle to me that these people ask for phenomenal amounts of money for their businesses when it comes time to sell, and there's really no business to be had. You know, there's nothing transferable of any value, and that makes me a little weary. And that problem's a lot more common than uncommon, and that is something you want to consider, especially if you're selling your medical practice, if you're selling your dental office. And a lot of people do want to go into retirement, and they are considering doing that, but they just don't have really any meat to bring to the table. So think about these things as we talk about them, because they are important. What else can I tell you? I am looking at what's going on here in Detroit. I stuck around, as I said. I was going to leave. I was going to go to New York, and a lot of things happened. I ended up staying here for personal reasons as well as professional reasons. And right now, it's kind of like out of curiosity, I'm sticking around because I'm actually doing pretty well in Detroit. And it's, for a place that is so behind the times in the sense of there's not a whole lot of jobs. There's still is a lot of economic turmoil here, but on the flip side, there's also some really great opportunities here. There's a rising independent film scene, and of course, there's a national film scene too that is really interesting that has emerged, and that is pretty exciting. There is a huge support here for music and art, and it's quite interesting when you think about it. You think about gentrification. The book comes to mind right now. It's The Warhol Economy. You might want to check that one out too. And it's about what happens when a city or a location in a city goes through transformation. And that's what's happening here in Michigan. There's a lot of transformation. Brand new campaign kicking off for Detroit 2020. And they're projecting that by the year 2020, it'll be a whole different city here. And that includes real estate and real estate investing, and also living and work is being changed as we know it. In fact, you can actually, thanks to social media, and I want you to really write this down, social media is going to change everything. It is changing everything. It's changed my business. I'm pulling in clients from as far away as California, Texas, Chicago, New York, Miami. I'm doing it all from Detroit. I'm actually controlling all these different accounts right here, and I don't have to actually leave anywhere to really serve them. I can also plant sites anywhere I want to, have them pop up through SEO in any city where that's experiencing some sort of a economic, either a windfall or downfall, because there's great ways to make money off different markets depending on what side of the team that you're on. You know, it's quite interesting. Let me give you an example of what a typical day like is for me, because this is kind of important. I was watching the Bloomberg Network not too long ago, and I saw an ad on there for Invisalign. Well, Invisalign is which I later found out, I believe it was like a $213 million industry every quarter, something like that. It was some crazy number. I wrote it down. I started checking out dental offices around my area and found out that a lot of these places don't offer this service. they sell it, but they don't offer it on their sites because they bought sites from the phone company. And the phone company don't really care if you what you're selling because they have cookie template sites that are just has your phone number, your email address, maybe some flash, and that's basically all you really get. That's all she wrote. I came into the picture and I decided to create sites that were optimized for whatever the dentists were selling. That was my vision and plan, and that's kind of how Extreme Dental Marketing came out. And since that happened, all these sites have jumped to page one in all the cities that they specified, and it's been very, very exciting. Now, keep in mind that through social media and viral media, I was able to pick up a hot trend and create a brand new company based on what I was seeing happening in the marketplace. Hydroponics is kind of the same way. I looked at the news and figured out that, and this is well documented on the web, by the way, Whole Foods, the famous Whole Foods, actually pulls in about 213, I think it was a billion every quarter, 215 billion, I think it was every quarter. And that's organic produce, which tells me that someone's buying nutrients to actually make hydroponic fruits and vegetables. Very, very important to follow the trends in the market. And what's happening in Michigan? Hydroponic stores are popping up left and right. Very, very cool, because now I can market them and make sure that they pop up visually on the web, which is extremely important to the economy of the state. So I'm playing a very pivotal role in not just following the trends of what social media can do, but actually getting into there with the companies and helping them grow from the ground up or retransformate. I'm speaking so fast, I'm not not concentrating here. Transforming businesses, you know, from the ground up and cashing in on current trends around them. And you can play the market up or down just by watching the cycles of how business moves, but more importantly, positioning them on the web so that the right people show up at the right time. Now, the right market, the right media, that sort of thing. I want to just kind of point out really quickly too, I understand that the Dan Kennedy Group has actually stopped promoting their local GKIC chapters all over the country. And it's been to my, I have yet to see this verified on the web, but through some really good sources, I'm told that social media has made such a disruption and that classic business model of direct mail that it has really kind of played a big role in the decision of shortening, you know, the franchise operation. Trying to put this as politely as possible, social media has literally transformed how we do marketing. And of course, Kennedy was never really a big, you know, web guy to begin with. So I do think that's worth mentioning. So that's quite interesting. So these are the sort of things that are happening now. And, you know, there's another thing I want to mention really quickly was the fact I think business cycles move a lot quicker than they used to. You know, you can sort of see this happening. The trends are really interesting, you know, as far as television shows are kind of mirroring what's going on the web and vice versa. More television is less scripted. It's all real television, you know, real TV, realistic realism is kind of the format of some of the shows. Viral media is the same way. YouTube television is kind of like unscripted for the most part. It's, you know, the culture is kind of mirroring what's going on in traditional media. They're kind of, you know, bouncing in between this world of where the people are the stars, which is kind of interesting to me. And having said that, I think it's important that all of you go out there and create your own media and learn how to sell. And I think that was the really important lesson here is you can do that and find an audience out there. There's one thing I want to kind of, I have to kind of wrap this up. But something that we didn't expect the dentist offices to go through and experience was that little kids were finding the shows that we were creating. They were finding our videos on painless dentistry and actually informing the parents where, you know, where they can actually get this service done. And painless dentistry sort of really, you know, strikes a major chord with the kids. They want to tell the parents where these places are. So that is a great, unexpected new lead source that we weren't counting on. Viral media made that possible. You know, they didn't get that from television. You also have a lot more flexibility on the web. You can go up to 15 minutes now on YouTube. It's all in HD, which is really incredible. And you might be wondering, like, who actually watches a 15-minute clip? And you'd be surprised. A lot of people do if they're really interested in the subject material. So that's something else to consider. And for you to buy 15 minutes worth of airtime on television would be really, you know, literally next to impossible. So you need to consider some of those cost-saving advantages that are available to you. And it's really, really important to acknowledge that. All right, now it's coming up on 31 minutes. I'm actually going to cut out now instead of the 40-minute mark, and I would like you to stay tuned, and most importantly, check out what we're doing on our sites, www.tedcantu.com, and also check out my 800 number too if you have any questions. I do answer questions from time to time. It is 1-888-305-2532. If your need is immediate, you want to increase your business 30% and ditch your postage or your yellow pages or whatever, you need a marketing expert, give me a call directly. I'm actually available to take your call at 248-631-9211. This is Ted Cantu. I want to thank you for listening to the Online Money Machine Show. Sorry I was gone for so long. It's great to be back. And I wish you a happy week of selling. Until the next time, I will see you online. Thanks for listening.